Hey, hey, welcome to the Culture Centered Classroom Podcast, a space for educators looking to step into their power by creating a classroom environment and lessons that affirm, welcome, and celebrate all their students through instruction. I'm your host, Jocelyn Hubbard, an educator, teacher coach, wife, mother to 5 children, and your partner on this journey of creating culture-centered classrooms. Let's jump into the episode. Today's episode was supposed to look a little different, but I recently listened to a podcast episode with Jasmine Starr and Jenna Kutcher, who are two dynamic powerhouse entrepreneurs. And on that episode, Jenna Kutcher said something that made me pause, rewind, and then push play again. She said, "I don't always know exactly what I'm moving toward, but I know what I'm moving away from." And that literally smacked me in the face because it is the answer to some of the main concerns I hear from educators on Instagram, on Facebook, and honestly, sometimes before workshops that I'm leading. They're not sure about how to shift their lesson plans and shift their teaching style, or how to build and create a classroom culture that is culturally excellent, affirming, welcoming, and inclusive. And because of that unknown, they freeze. Because of that unknown, they don't take action at all. Of course, teachers that are going through my workshops are made very aware of what this looks like. I mean, we get a chance to dive deep. We've got conversations going on and answering questions and workshopping lesson plans. But for the teacher that reaches out to me on Instagram, this is my response. Action produces clarity. Asking questions creates space for answers to come your way. And Google is a powerful tool. Now, sometimes the action you take is messy. Sometimes it is wrong. Sometimes the questions you ask feel stupid. But asking questions and taking action always provides an opportunity to learn and grow. Every time you learn and grow as a teacher, your students benefit. You no longer do that old thing anymore. Now you're one step closer to the new thing. You are intentionally stepping toward the things that welcome cultural authenticity, which invites cultural excellence because there is safety. Students know they are safe to show up for the learning. And that means the successes, challenges, and the failures. And guess what? You're not alone. You are not alone. If looking at the stats behind my podcast is any indicator, you're not alone. I can see how many people listen to each episode, and I will tell you that it's not one. So please know you are not alone. And I hope that you also know that I am here to partner with you because trust me, I am still learning and growing. I am facing my own biases and assumptions and preconceived notions every single day. So my question to you today is, will you show up for the powerful professional and personal shift that will mean stepping out of your comfort zone, stepping into unknown spaces, getting a bit messy? Will you? You may not know exactly what you're moving toward, but you do know you're moving away from curriculum and texts and resources and phrases in our language and teaching practices that marginalize, that are racist, sexist, ableist, that only show one story, that elevate only one group of people, racial, gender, otherwise, whatever. You're moving away from a teaching style that doesn't allow students to show up as who they are. It only asks them to change, and to change now. Talk this way, look this way, dress this way. You're moving away from a pedagogy of oppression and toward a pedagogy of liberation. These are both pedagogies that were introduced by the scholar Paulo Freire. Highly encourage you to look him up, to look up these pedagogies. They are pedagogies that encourage us as educators to question the purpose of education that has been set before us for years and years and years. These pedagogies require us to question the structures put in place, those that dictate and determine the best and most effective teaching methods. These pedagogies inspire us to complete a self-audit. All of this is where you can begin to see the beautiful intersections of liberation pedagogy and culturally responsive pedagogy. Now, I'm not going to say too much more about this because I actually have a guest interview coming up with an expert on liberation pedagogy that is going to spark joy and is going to get you motivated to action. Imperfect and sometimes scary action, but action nonetheless. So I'll put a pin right here. But I want to encourage you today, show up for the shift. Start with an identity audit. Who are you? Who were you? And who do you hope to become personally and professionally? What things in your life have impacted who you are, who you were, and who you hope to be? Creating space to reflect on those questions allows you to be fully aware so you can make a decision, so you can decide what action to begin taking. What beliefs, behaviors, and ways of being do you need to accept, reject, or shift? What beliefs, behaviors, and ways of being do you need to unlearn? Now, I want you to think personally and professionally because I think you'll find there is quite a bit of overlap. One conversation I find interesting when I am facilitating workshops is around how students communicate with teachers and authority figures. Typically, not always, but typically when I am down south, there is the expectation that children say yes, ma'am, or no, sir, which of course is very gender marginalizing, right? But there is that expectation. And when I'm up north, there is more of a conversation about tone and body language. And I wonder why that is. Surely it is not only because of expectations set at school or along the professional journey. It's rooted in the way that these teachers were raised by their guardians and the various spaces that they occupied, right? A friend's house, a church, whether they were in the foster care system, all of that plays a part in the way that you are taught to speak to someone in an authority position. So begin with the self-audit around the things that you are, that you were, that you hope to be. Now, I also want to encourage you to begin with a self-audit around the things you are expecting from the students in your classroom this year. One of my friends who is also named Jocelyn, her name is Jocelyn Reed, and she is the founder of Revolve Learning. And she's also going to be a guest on this podcast. But she always says, you're not teaching students for your classroom. You're teaching them to leave it, right? Like you are teaching them for their life. And that is big picture teaching. That is a pedagogy of liberation. That is culturally relevant, culturally responsive, all the things. So how are your expectations aligned to that? What do you need to shift inside your mental and emotional space to create a classroom that does that? I'm going to leave you with this bit right here for today and tomorrow and probably the next day, because these are some deep questions. They require time and space to answer them. And actually, they require that you decide if you even want to answer them. You got to decide if you want to make that shift, right? If you're ready. Now, my thought is that if you've made it all the way through this episode, if you've listened to all 10 minutes, then you're ready. And I love that. You are ready and I love it. I want you to hit me up on Instagram and let me know about your shift. Remember, we are on this journey together. This is a partnership, and I will promise to share some of the shifts that I have made as I've answered these questions on a later podcast episode. All right, my friend, until next time. If you're ready to really level up your lessons and ensure that you are including window, mirror, map, sliding glass door resources, and even incorporating the three anchor questions that I talk about all the time. If you want specific questions to ask your students and specific activities that are aligned to your standards, hop on a coaching call with me. I will include a link in the show notes below to my website where you can schedule a 30-minute culture-centered coaching call so that you and I can talk through a lesson plan that you have. Okay, my friend, we will talk next Wednesday.